This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Inflation. The headline news. U.S. inflation hits new four-decade high of 9.1%. Explanation, Wall Street Journal. Rising housing costs are putting pressure on prices. But lower gasoline costs and a glut of retail goods could be a turning point in inflation's surge. I go to Simon Constable in Edinburgh, Scotland, writing for Barron's and Forbes and the Wall Street Journal and other distinguished publications, because 9.1% is my memory, where the United Kingdom already has achieved 9.1%, although it's called cost of living in the UK, not inflation. This background perhaps explains the turbulence in Parliament, the clamorous defenestration of the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, stepping aside. However, his personal conduct was also a factor. I just mentioned that inflation disturbs governance. Simon, a very good day to you. Thank you very much. We've achieved 9.1%. The cost of living is a major story in Great Britain. But you say there is news of positive GDP in Britain. How so? Good day to you, Simon.
Good day to you, John. Yes, we've got some very good news here, is that we have growth now for May. We get this monthly, the figures for GDP. 0.5% increase in May, and that was after a revised 0.2% decline in April. That's pretty good to go back to positive, and 0.5% would be, you know, a very good monthly rate to continue with, and that would keep us going for a while. So we're all pretty happy here. And as a lot of people know, I've been saying for a while now, this does not feel like a recession here. We're not seeing massive layoffs. We're certainly not seeing massive layoffs in the US either. It just it feels a bit different. Slow growth, yes, but not recession yet.
Let's speak of the situation in Parliament. You tell me in these last hours, Prime Minister's Question is a wonderful ceremony every Wednesday in which the Prime Minister of the majority party must face harassment sometimes, humor other times from the opposition, and answer questions of the moment, even from his backbenchers, about governance. The PMQ was the occasion for Boris Johnson to defend himself a week past, but that is gone now. Boris Johnson is resigning, and there we might have a prime minister very quickly, or it could take as long as September. However, in Prime Minister's Questions this day, there was disturbance, disorder. What happened, Simon?
Oh, this is amazing. Prime Minister's Question Time is a fantastic event, because it's twice a week, or it used to be twice a week, but basically facing questions of any sort, of any type, regarding what the Prime Minister and the ruling party are doing, no matter which side you're on. What happened today was that two MPs from a Scottish Nationalist breakaway party called ALBA, they were called Kenny McCaskill and Neil Hanvey, started jeering at the Prime Minister. Now, this is the first Prime Minister's Question Time from the Prime Minister since he resigned. So he's resigned, but he's staying on until they get a new Prime Minister. And we'll get to that a bit later. But these two would not shut up, even when the Speaker of the House of Commons kept telling them to, quote, shut up. And he said, if you either leave the chamber or I'll have you removed. And they wouldn't shut up. And so the Speaker of the House of Commons ordered the sergeant at arms, who happens to be a Nigerian born man, was ordered to shuffle them out. And they were shuffled out. And part of their beef is that they should be allowed to have yet another referendum in Scotland for independence, which is something, as we discussed last week, no British Prime Minister wants to be supervising that and having to go to the Queen to say, hey, guess what? We had a United Kingdom until I came along, and now we don't anymore. It's not united. So that ain't going to happen. These two will lose some money because they will be suspended now for a short period, and I'll lose money over that. But they will probably get some kudos up here. The two people, Kenny McCaskill and Neil Hanvey. They are from East Lothian, which is just down the road from Edinburgh, and then Kirkcaldy for Neil Hanvey, which is over the water in Fife. I think they'll be getting kudos in Scotland, but certainly no kudos for the Speaker of the House of Commons.
We come to commodities driving this concern of inflation worldwide. The price of oil has moderated recently. That's the promise in the Wall Street Journal. However, I did see a chatter in either Reuters or AP in these last days that we have not seen the last wave of spikes. So oil is moderating now, but can rise easily. The president of the United States on his way to the Middle East to look for more oil resources because Europe is facing energy cutoff, natural gas, and the oil embargo. I come to you, however, of other commodities. Oil and gasoline and diesel fuel are under everything, including food. Is there any indication of, say, copper? Is copper still plunging? Because that would be a sign of recession.
Yeah, well, copper is not doing amazingly well. To give you an idea of how much it's moved, it was approaching $5 a pound not that long ago, early March, and now it's down to $3.78 a pound. So that's quite a large move. It used to be said that you were in a good space if you were at more than $3 a pound, but the last year, of course, we've seen a lot of different sort of different levels of things, but it's come down quite a lot, which would indicate that, yes, things are slowing down. I suspect that that's largely due to China not doing very well at the moment. China needs the copper wire to wire all the new things that it's building. The construction of buildings need wiring for electricity and all the rest of it. And we're also seeing iron ore prices remain quite low as well. In early March, iron ore was $160 a ton, and now it's down to $107, which is quite a big drop. That's very important with regard to China, because China is by far the largest producer of steel in the world. And if they start producing more steel after these shutdowns, then you would expect the price of iron ore to pop up a bit more. So those two things are very, very important and are indicative of a possibly weaker than expected China. And
I want to go to the food right away, because that is a great concern all around the world, no matter whether you're building or not. The last time we checked in, wheat prices and corn prices were backing off. My concern here is that the drought has damaged the crop in northern Italy, and certainly spread through the Middle East. Do you see the drought indicated in either wheat or corn?
We don't see it indicated in wheat. I mean, wheat's still quite a lot lower than it was. So again, if we go back and look at the chart here from early May, which isn't that long ago, we were almost at $13 a bushel. Now we're back down at $8.04 a bushel. So that's quite $8 a bushel versus almost $13. That's quite a drop back. We're not seeing it jump back up because of drought so far, although that may come along if this drought is maintained throughout the rest of the summer. Soybeans have also come down. So from the beginning, you know, early June the 9th, we were about $17.60 a bushel. Now that's come down to around about $15.70. That's $15.70 per bushel. That's a little bit down. We tend to see corn doing quite well when it's very hot. We know that from the Midwest. Again, that's, you know, not hugely down, but no indication that it's being boosted up by this drought problem. And it's particularly bad in Europe, particularly southern Europe, like southern France and Spain and Italy and the rest of it.
And we come now to Scotland and your experience at the petrol station, the forecourt, and at the grocery store. Do you see shortages because of the price of diesel? Do you see diesel going up higher?
Diesel's about two pounds a liter at the moment, which puts it well above $10 a gallon. So I realize people in California would find that, even in California, would find that an eye-popping amount. So no shortages. just very expensive to put money, well, basically put diesel in the car. And one would expect that to continue for a while. Part of it is that we, just like America, we don't have the refining capacity to take crude oil and make it into a distillate, which is either diesel fuel or gasoline. You know, we would have hoped that by now we would have seen a dip in prices at the pump, but we haven't. Brent crude is now just under $100 a barrel, right. And which is quite considerably down from early June when it was 120. And yet diesel prices have gone the other way. And that's really quite saddening. And that's basically biting into everybody's household budgets.
The heat wave in London, it looks on the Met map that it is not so severe in Edinburgh. Are you expecting cooler weather?
Well, it's nice weather, I would say. One doesn't need to wear two sweaters, which sometimes one does in the summer here. So it's nice. One can wear shorts and a T-shirt and be comfortable. And that is all very nice. It is not blisteringly hot. It right. was quite a bit hotter earlier in the week, but not anymore. It's just comfortable now. Very happy here with the weather.
Simon Constable in Edinburgh, Scotland. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.